Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from every single corner of the world, I hope you're doing well and everything is just fine with you. Well, go sit in a very cozy corner because we're going to have some very special discussions for you. And you're listening to IRB English Radio. This is Youth Station, your favorite. This is Asma. I have the pleasure to be at your service as the host. And here with me, I have Brother Abdullah. So, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I was going to say that.
When I was younger, at a specific age, I was very much attracted to the concept of laws of attraction. I don't know. Of course, you have been familiar with that concept, right?
Mm.
You have heard about that, of course. The laws of attraction were very, very attractive to me. I thought that it's something real. The concept of saying something and then believing that it would come into reality is very interesting. And when you're younger, that seems to be pretty much more attractive. But as I grew older, I started to understand that the world does not work out that way. It's not like you say, I'm going to be rich, and then 5 years later, you're rich. It's not like that. It's not like the way that you say, I will be a doctor, then you would turn into a doctor. There are providences, there are destiny, and there are a life. Life which would happen to you and then change everything drastically in a way that it does not look like the first step you started. The journey might take you into a situation in which you're not predicting it. So I think the notion that some people say, if you believe in something, then that would turn out to be true to you, is definitely not right.
I think that's what you think.
I think what they try to say is that stop being negative and try to be positive.
No, I mean, I disagree with you totally there.
Totally. So yeah, totally. You believe that if you say, I am going to be rich, then you're going to turn into a rich person.
No, see, there's a difference between having a genie and saying, I wish to be rich, and the genie just makes you rich like that with a flick of a finger, and working towards it.
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes I can sit at home and say, I want to be a lot of things, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen even in 100 years or 1,000 years, right? Saying it is one thing, but what we're saying here, that the laws of attraction, have you read the book, The Secret?
Yes.
That will basically talks about the laws of attraction, right? So when sometimes when you think of something and you, like, you are in tuned into it, like you say, okay, I want to be rich, and that becomes the focus of your mentality, then everything around you will change. Why? Because you're trying to do now everything and anything that makes you rich.
Well, I believe that all that is a nonsense.
Why?
Well, I would tell you. Because, as you said, I would say something and not just say it. I would work for it and try to get into it. Sometimes you are put in a situation where everything changes.
No.
And there's no more of what you have planned in your mind.
Having changes through life that goes through, that will hinder your process is something. Achieving a goal ultimately is something else. For example, I want to be rich, right? And I have the mentality, I'm start to work towards it, and then I lose my legs and I can't walk and I'm stuck in my bed, for example.
See?
That does not mean that this is the general concept. Problems happen in a person's life.
Yes.
Sometimes minor ones, sometimes
major. And
still
that crippled person could be rich.
But because one person or two people or three or even 1,000 or even 1,000,000 could not reach their goals because something has happened to them, these are exceptions to the formula. See, we have the concept in Islam of tafa'ul, right? Of having hopes.
Yes, hope.
See, this says tafa'ul bil khair Tajidu. Right? If you have that mentality of hope that things will change, things will become better. Obviously, not by themselves. The hadith doesn't say, well, it will appear out of nowhere. It means that when you have this tafa'ul, when you're constantly thinking positive and thinking it will change. Even Allah when says, أَنَا عَنْدَ حَسْنَ أَظَنَّ عَبْدِي بِي, that I am at where my servant thinks of me. If he thinks good of me, I will be good for him. In a way where he says, I will make him work to a state where he will be good. You know what I mean? Yes. He will pave the ways for him. Mm-hmm. So same thing with the laws of attraction, that, okay, I want to be smart. I want to be this, I want to be that. If you begin with this mentality, okay, that you want to achieve, you want to become an achiever, and you work on it, obviously, because saying things, as we say, talking is cheap. Mm-hmm. I can say many things. But when you have this mentality to begin with, it all works. And I say I totally disagree with you, because even scientifically has been studied this case, where they bring people and even young kids, they put an idea in their heads and they make them work through this idea. And then they achieve what they wanted. You know, there's a philosopher, there's a psychologist, I forgot what his name is. He says, give me a bunch of kids and I can turn them all to doctors. So, yeah, it's true. When you have a person subjected to certain ideas and you make him believe it, then they become more, you know, we say you are who you what you believe. If I believe I'm a good person, then I will start to do good actions. When I think I'm a bad person, I will still...
I told you, maybe the idea behind that laws of attraction is that to be hopeful and look positive, not just negative.
Well, obviously, being positive is a part of life. You always have to be positive.
You always have to? It's a must?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say must, but you always have to be positive in order for you to have this, you know, comfort mental
I guess
state.
Reality has changed. In real world right now, it's
doesn't
not like
negative.
You say...
Negativity is always bad. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are.
Yes, of course. It's
I mean,
bad,
if the world is collapsing around me.
But sometimes it's a thing that has been imposed on you. Everywhere you look, you just see misery. You just see people are suffering or different sort of catastrophes around you. So you can't stay positive. Yes, let's go for a little break and we'll be back in no time. Go for a sip of water and be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
We are back. We were talking about the concept of laws of attraction. I just say that when you pin so much hopes on something and then it doesn't happen to be the way you planned for it, you would be disillusioned.
See, it all depends on how you look at it. The holistic view. I see problems, calamities. I'm like, okay, this is where the world is going. This is a consequence of this. This is a consequence of that. I mean, you know, this has to happen. This needs to happen. And khair, inshallah. You know, whatever happens, whatever comes, let it be. See, if I have my hopes on something and it doesn't work out, I say, khair, inshallah, we'll start again.
But what if it doesn't really hurt you?
No, it doesn't hurt me. Why would it? Because if I have...
You have pinned so much of hopes on that.
You know, if I am a rich person and I have so much money in the bank, and in one day I go bankrupt, all disappears. I can sit there, cry my heart out and feel so much pain and misery. I can say, you know what? It's gone. Khalas. Let's move on. Let's make a new one.
So you have worked on yourself a lot. I'm a real person and I would go through a heart attack.
I'm not imaginary. I'm not a hologram.
So I told you, have worked on yourself a lot. If I am so rich and then I go into a bankruptcy, that would lead into a heart attack.
So that's what I'm trying to prove to you, that if you think positive,
yes,
whatever happens to you, you will not care. When you think negative, like you're doing now...
I don't think negative. I think realistically.
No, this is not realistic.
This is real.
No.
I was rich and now it's bankruptcy.
Reality is the life we live in. How you want to perceive this reality is up to you. You could perceive it in a negative way or a positive way. There's nothing in between.
So you need to get evolved.
Well, as a human being, we are evolving every day, aren't we? I mean, me and you are having this discussion today.
Still, that's, the kind that's, of a that's person you talk about is so evolved.
No, not so evolved. I'll give you an example. This happens to me once, right? Mm-hmm. I am attached to my rings. Right? Mm-hmm. I have attachment to my rings. One day, my dad gave me a ring that's a very precious ring. And I was very attached to it. So one day I was working at work. I went to the bathroom. I done my wudu. I left it on the sink and I left.
Mm-hmm.
As I was driving, I realized my ring was on my finger. So I drove back as quick as I can to the place where I left it.
So
it was not there. I asked the information desk. They said, we don't know where it is. If you want, you got to call this number. Found a lost an item. I was devastated.
Now think positive.
Okay. No. So this is the idea. Before I get this, you know, change of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I was listening to this Arif, this mystic. He said, if you have something and you lose it and you feel the pain, it means you're attached to it. It means he said, you are a prisoner to it.
Exactly.
And I said, hold on. So I am a prisoner to my things?
Mm-hmm.
Because what? Every time I lose something or something, I'm going to feel upset and sad? I'm like, no, I'm going to cut attachment to everything. So now, no matter what happens to me, I don't care.
And tell us about the process. How did you cut that attachment?
That's what I'm saying. It's a mental state that you have to put yourself in. If I lose my ring, what's going to happen? I have two options. Either become sad and cry about it and feel the pain. Or just say, let it go. It's just a ring. What's the big deal?
Now, in your case, I was just a ring. In a broader view, we could see some very, very important things. Just imagine a drastic change that would happen into my life.
Uh-huh.
And then it doesn't happen to me. And then I had so much of hopes on that. It didn't happen to me. And I'm just going to feel shattered.
Look, I understand that. That's what I'm saying. It's from one person to another is different. I'm not saying what you're doing is wrong. I'm not saying you're not being realistic or I'm not being realistic. I'm saying it as a human being, it's
I am just saying that the person that you're talking about is an idealistic person.
No, actually, but this is what Allah wants from you. This is the natural this is how you should be. You should be always optimistic. You should always be hopeful. You should always be looking at the bright side of things. You know, Isa alayhi salam, one day was walking with his disciples and they saw a dead rotten pig. And everyone was negative about this pig. Look how it smells. Look how bad. Look, Isa alayhi salam looked at his teeth and said, "Mashallah, what bright white teeth he has." It's just how you see things, right? With me, I would like to see things from a perspective. For example, a lot of people, when they invest so much in a relationship, right, they put all the effort in the relationship, and then this relationship does not work. They go bankrupt.
Yes.
And either male or female, they become devastated for months and years,
mm-hmm.
and heartbroken, so much pain. I'm like, to begin with, why did you have to invest in something that's not even yours? So it's just how you look at things, right? How you deal with things. And that's just, you know, correcting your thinking, correcting your mind. So having this positive, easy, optimistic look to life, it makes it easier. And I'm telling you, I was negative at some stage of my life as well. I was looking, this is something I hate a lot about lecturers as well. They're constantly negative. Look at people, look at society, look at the youth. Everyone is bad. I'm like, dude, you're killing it. Even when someone is optimistic and he wants to have a happy look towards life, he'd be like, this is doom and gloom. Everyone
exactly,
is bad.
Exactly, yes.
Well, it's not true. You know how the hadith from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Dawood, says to him, Dawood, give my servant the good news. And says, God, what do I have to do? He's like, tell them how merciful I am. Tell them how this I am. Mm-hmm. Tell them how that I am. And bring hope in their lives. Not being negative.
But there was a thing you mentioned in your word. You said, do not invest that much of hope on something that is not yours.
This whole world is not yours.
Yes, this whole world is not mine. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to say that richness is my goal and I'm going to get it.
No,
I would try into richness, but I won't make it my goal. And I could apply that into every single thing that I want to
make. Make it your goal to become rich. What's the problem in that? Make it your goal to become somebody. What's the problem in that? As long, obviously, from an Islamic perspective, as long as you're not doing anything haram, where's the wrong and harm in me becoming a rich person?
I get what you say. Still, I'm on my word. We were talking about laws of attraction. We were talking about if I think positive, I would achieve that positiveness or not. And then you were with us. Thank you for listening to us and lending us your ears and attention. Once more, I thank you. And from me and everybody in the Youth Station, I bid you farewell. Thank you for listening.